I was living in a fool's paradise. She loved another. The news came to me as I was eating my breakfast. The scene was appalling. Human remains strewed the ground. Fortunately, I escaped unhurt, although somewhat badly shaken. Could it be true? But to whom was she engaged? To Lord Kempton, that cur. We were so simple that we often did not dress for dinner. Theirs was an ideal union. They were sweethearts at the time my mother wore short frocks. Then there was the Earl of Cruet, who was never seen out of riding breeches, a veritable centaur. Sir William's ears were so large that he required a chin strap to keep his hat on. From this circumstance, he earned an unenviable reputation for unpoliteness towards ladies. His wife, the dear Lady Goosebelt, was a chronic invalid and lived at Bournemouth in a charming villeggiatura.
I'm sorry.